That is In Lakesh with Dwelling Place of the Radiant Mind here on today's Beyond Beyond. And before In Lakesh, we heard Bill Laswell with Black Lotus from Sacred System. Support for the upcoming programming on KDNK comes from the new law firm at 10th and Grand in Glenwood Springs, providing legal advice and representation for water rights, land use, real estate, and business transactions. 945-4500. And from the Pullman in Glenwood Springs, a new breed of American eatery pairing simple food and wine with conscious hospitality and surroundings. Lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Reservations at 970-234-9234. Menu and hours at thepullmangws.com. And stay tuned for Shifting Gears at 4:30. Bryant Austin extends to Wales the right to be, and he understands our lifestyle is killing whales. On their part, the whales learned it was safe to come up to Bryant. And as a result, he has been able to photograph them up close, creating composite life-size images. That's Shifting Gears today at 4:30, only on KDNK. And also only on KDNK, do we have the pleasure of talking about what we're about to talk about here. I have with me in the studio, Venerable Sam Ten. Welcome to KDNK.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure is mine, believe me. And John Bruna is here too, of the Mindful Life Institute, or what is it called officially?
Mindful Life Program.
Way of Compassion.
And the Way of Compassion Foundation. I wear two hats. No hair, but two hats. It's a joy to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, you're here because a film descends on the Crystal Theater tomorrow evening, and it is called Surkab. And it's produced by and stars our guest here, Venerable Sam Ten. Tell me about Surkab, if you would, please.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you. Surkab is the story of a girl who has gotten herself into some kind of a trouble, and she has to leave her hometown, that is in Punjab, and how she makes her way to Canada to meet her brother. So she finds herself in a pool of being human trafficking and illegal immigrant, and then she finds herself in situations which are very sort of gruesome, and how she deals with it.
Wow, there's a lot of drama in there.
It's indeed, yes.
Huh. Is this a new film?
And the film actually released a few years ago. It was made in 2013.
13.
Yes.
And it stars you.
Yes, it does.
And tell me about your character. You just mentioned briefly a little. Does she come from a rural part of India?
Yeah, she comes from rural India. Uh-huh. She's a former judo champion. But she does not find any job. All promises made to her are kind of not met with. So she's very disillusioned. And then this is why she decides to leave. Yeah.
And her brother was already in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're talking about women's issues and you're talking about immigration.
Illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration.
And human trafficking.
Wow.
And yes, to a large extent, women empowerment.
Huh.
Yes.
Very impressive. Very timely.
Well, indeed.
I hate to say it. It's very timely, isn't it?
Well, it's a global idea and a global story. I think it's applicable to everybody. And I don't know what it really means to say it's very timely, because it's been an ongoing thing, you know. It's just that it's coming up and in forms of stories and news more now so, you know, than ever.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think now people are not keeping quiet, and they are coming up and they are, you know, making themselves heard. And that's the difference, I feel. Yeah.
Huh. Well, the showing of the film tomorrow, which begins at what, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
It's
7.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah.
At the Crystal Theater. It benefits a film festival, which the Way of Compassion is sponsoring. John Bruna, tell me more about the film festival.
Yes, we're very excited to have the first annual Compassion Fest. It's a film festival and symposium.
Oh.
Yeah, so the idea is to really celebrate compassion, people doing compassionate things, making a real difference in the world. So rather than it just be talking about compassion, we really want to highlight and focus the activities that people are engaged in that are improving the world. And what better place than Carbondale? I don't think you can throw a rock and not hit some compassion activity going on here. So I thought this is the place.
How about that? And this is happening in August.
Yes, we're going to take over the 3rd Street Center. So the weekend of August 17th, we'll have the Compassion Fest. It kicks off on a Friday night, goes through the weekend, and it wraps up right on One Town, Our Table. So as it all comes to an end, we could all join with each other in a meal right down on Main Street, hopefully.
So a celebration of compassion. How do you see the need for compassion in this valley? We have it pretty good. Some say it's a bubble.
Yeah, and you know, when you live here, and I come from LA, I come from a background of, you know, drugs, alcohol, violence, of, you know, drive-bys into my house. And, you know, I taught inner city high school for a number of years. And it almost feels surreal coming out here and watching kids ride their bikes. And we go to the park and we've got dandelion days. And so you can sense that bubble. But if you look a little more deeply, you will also see an incredible amount of suffering. I mean, we all know, you know, the difficulties, the struggles, the stresses, the suicides, even teenage suicides, the difficulties people are finding just having some sense of well-being and their own worthiness and value, even in a place that outwardly, you know, looks so special and inwardly has an incredible amount of care in this valley. So compassion's necessary everywhere, and compassion is really focused on one thing, and that is to relieve suffering. That is a force to be reckoned with. Compassion arises. It's an energy. It's a reservoir that we can engage in. And it's not just about our valley. This Compassion Festival, we're hoping, will draw people from throughout. Hopefully, we'll get people from throughout the United States. Right now, we're going to focus on Colorado. But I think we can be the example right here.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You are from a Tibetan Buddhist tradition?
That's right,
yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
How do you practice compassion on a daily basis? How does that look for you?
You know, the very first thing when I begin my day, I start with setting my motivation for the day. You know, every action that I'm doing has to include other beings' happiness in it. As simple as eating my food. So it's no way that I'm going to partake in my food without offering grace, appreciating and, you know, praying for the beings who've sacrificed a life for me to have that food. And then it builds on that. Every action I'm doing, it must include what I can do for somebody else. How can I integrate that as my conscious everyday practice? Yeah. And then thanks to John, I get a chance to spend a lot of time with lovely people at his center, share my Dharma learnings with them. And I think that is a compassionate way of giving. And when I learned about this film festival, and I was just thinking to myself, how can I contribute to it? I mean, now that I'm a Buddhist nun, I do not have any wealth to contribute, you know, in that monetary sense. Then I thought, I do have this film with me, and if we can sort of show it, and it's a topical, like you said, a very timely theme and subject. And if people like it, the contributions should go to the Compassion Film Festival. Because mm-hmm. I want this thing to grow. And like, he has his vision. I think it's fantastic. You know, people should join hands and make it really grow. Mm-hmm. I was an actor before and I was a film producer. So I come from an entertainment background, you know. And I know I have spent so much time and energy in being a patron and supporter to many film festivals, including the LA Film Festival for Indian cinema. But I've never heard and, you know, thought of back in the day, like a compassion film festival. How do you motivate people to think out of the box? And I think film is a very powerful medium. So when he popped this idea, you know, when he presented this idea to me, I was like, this has to be supported. We have to do something about it. And it's not just about one person, one community. It's global. It's us. It's human beings. It's 7 billion people, you know, and what's one thread common? We all want happiness. We don't want suffering.
Huh. No matter what side of the political divide you're on.
Absolutely.
We all want the same thing.
Yes.
Huh. Tell me more about the thinking behind the festival, John. I can see it's been percolating. And
oh, yeah. This didn't just pop up. And the idea isn't that it's just a thing that we do once a year. The idea is that this is something that we celebrate annually, but this becomes a part of our community, that we get engaged with the school district, that we have, you know, our youth thinking about and being able to make small vignettes, small movies thinking about compassion, in which case they start thinking about who's compassionate in our community, who's making a difference in our community, how can I make a difference? When people leave the festival, it's a symposium, we'll have workshops, we'll have a lot of different activities, and the idea is that people leave with the idea how they are going to make a difference. They have some tools, they have a vision, they have a commitment. And then in our community that we start building with the various organizations and the school districts to really cultivate Carbondale as, you know, a compassionate capital, really, and see if we can integrate that in year-round activities with every 3 months or so gatherings and maybe showings of our youth highlighting some of what they're doing. And then once a year, we come together with a much bigger opportunity to celebrate what we're doing in the world that really makes a difference. And, you know, right now, people feel divided. You mentioned different political parties. You mentioned the struggles, the anxiety, and the fears that people have. And what we so much fail to recognize, what Venerable just pointed out, that we all want happiness. We all want suffering. And me personally, I don't think I've ever met a human being that fundamentally doesn't want to be a good human being. I've met a lot that don't know how just yet. Mm. And I used to be one of those. Mm-hmm. But people have helped me. And if we can be an example, if we can find that common ground and recognize that all of us want our kids to be safe and all of us want, you know, our communities to be safe, we have a lot more shared in common than that which we separate. And all too often, that's what we focus on.
I visited your website, which, by the way, is compassionfest.world. Could that be correct?
Yeah, compassionfest.world. How cool is that?
That's the first time I've heard that as a after the dot.
Yeah.
Well, that's the vision, you know. It doesn't stop there at the dot.
That's right.
I love that. And it looks like you're soliciting films right now.
Yes, so Film Freeway, we're posted on there, and anyone can submit films there. We already have, last time I checked, we had over 40 films submitted, and I think we've already dialed in. We haven't quite finalized, I can't announce the opening film yet, but really excited about what we've seen so far. And just a little side note, we asked what Venerable does in terms of compassion every day, and in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, you know, there's a real understanding that how she cultivates her life is one of the most compassionate things that you can do in the world. That there's one thing to feed people and there's one thing to help people. And she actually does feed homeless and children in New Delhi in the streets down there and gives of herself, you know, tirelessly. But fundamentally, by developing her own highest potentials, her own insights and care and concern, that she raises that elevation and the ability to help others. So a way a Tibetan monastic cultivates compassion within themselves, they're able to offer so much more to the world.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your practice.
Which practice?
Oh, there's more than one.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, very first practice is to cultivate a good heart. And that's all my practice. So whatever I'm doing, if it's not leading me to have a compassionate heart, a loving heart, a giving heart, then I don't think any of my studies of, you know, sutras or mantras or whatever treats I do is of any use. So all of my practices boil down to only one thing, that I must cultivate my truest potential, cultivate a good heart. And if I can't do no good, I'm not going to do no harm, no matter what. And I learned this from my guru, His Holiness Dalai Lama, and he said, you know, never give up. So when the first time I read that and I saw that, never give up, I was like, what is he saying, never give up about, you know? Then I realized after I went, you know, a little bit of deeper exploration, he's saying, never give up cultivating a good heart, no matter what.
Hmm. And are there established methods for doing that?
Oh, there are plenty. And for that, you have to come to Way of Compassion.
Yeah, one of the things that's wonderful is that Venerable, while she's here, she's accepted our invitation to teach. And so she'll be teaching at our Dharma Center while she's here as well. So you get some very rich Buddhist teachings. And tomorrow night, after the film, We'll have time with her for questions and answers. We'll have a host time with her at the Third Street Center directly after the film, so people can spend some time and get to know the joy that we get to see when we get to experience the presence of Venerable Sumten.
I will make one correction to that. I don't teach. I'm only sharing what I know.
That's a useful distinction. I can see that. Huh. How about that? Well, we talked earlier, there are still a few tickets available. What did you say, 30 tickets?
Yeah, just over 30. I think it was, as I came in, I think there's about 32 left. So, yeah, don't have the idea that you can just show up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go online to where...
Is it at wocompassion.org?
That's right, wocompassion.org.
Yes.
And that stands for wayofcompassion.org. It does not stand for withoutcompassion.org. So the Way of Compassion Foundation, that's our nonprofit here.
Okay. Well, I see your posters. I see your announcements. You guys are busy. You're doing a lot these days, aren't you?
We have been really fortunate to see a lot of seeds that have been planted, are nurtured, and are growing. So in addition to the Way of Compassion, the Dharma Center, we have Venerable Sumten here currently. We'll have another nun from Washington, Venerable Semke, join us in the middle of the month, May 17th. And there's an incredible Lama coming to Eagle on May 12th, one of the great masters of our traditions. An incredible being, a direct student of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and speaks 13 languages. He's the director of MIT Ethics of Transformative Values there. And so, you know, we get all this incredible, compassionate beings that are showing up. In addition to that, the Mindful Life program, we're now working and working with the Pitkin County Sheriff's Department. They're learning to meditate. They're cultivating compassion, and they're engaging in these activities. We've got the school district with some teachers at Carbondale Middle School and at Riverside Elementary that are learning to meditate and cultivate these skills as well. And now we are working with, and I just want to put a plug out there in case people don't know, a brand new treatment center for substance abuse for mothers in Glenwood Springs. It just opened yesterday.
Wow.
It's called,
that's exciting.
Yeah, for moms, specifically to address moms who have those difficulties. And it just opened yesterday. It's called Momenta. And so we're really thrilled to be working with them. We work with Jaywalker Lodge as well and Aspire here in Carbondale. So quite a bit going on. And that's just locally. We also travel a bit.
Over to the Front Range.
Front Range, New York, California.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, so nationally, we've been able to bring these tools to really help people find some sense of worthiness, value, resiliency. I mean, that's when we think about compassion. Compassion's interested in one thing, eliminating suffering. And, you know, within this tradition, the purpose for waking up, as Venerable points out, is really to be of benefit to all beings and to give those kinds of tools that build resiliency. And where's that suffering coming from? It's usually a sense of less than, a sense of not being as good as, a sense of not fitting in. And what if we are able to give the tools where people can recognize their own worthiness and value? To really know that while there's always room for improvement, right now you are enough, just as you are. And those potentials are available.
That's a beautiful thing, John Bruna. Isn't it?
It's fantastic, you know. Like His Holiness said, what does compassion mean? The attitude, may you be free of suffering. So I wish that attitude to everybody who's listening to us right now. May you all be free of suffering.
Yes.
Yes? Isn't that wonderful?
That is absolutely that is wonderful.
So tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Crystal Theater. Q&A afterwards, which should be interesting.
Yes, 9 o'clock at the 3rd Street Center.
Oh, the Q&A is at the 3rd Street Center.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
I see.
We needed a little more room and space, so I think there'll be quite a crowd.
So I guess people could go there if they missed the movie. Is
yeah, if you couldn't get in, if it sold out, join us anyway afterwards.
Good.
We might even have some cookies. Not guaranteeing it, but...
Thank you for joining Katie and Kay. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And John, thank you too.
Thank you. It's such a joy to be here. And may all of you out there be well, be happy, and find that worthiness and value that's already there.
That's a beautiful thing. Thanks for reminding us.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Let's go to some music. Stay with us. More to come.